Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. You're starting the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NoBullRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Camel Country 107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
That was Dierks Bentley with the National Anthem this morning. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. Today is my sister's birthday.
It is?
It is.
That's awesome.
She was born in 1982, which would today be 40?
No.
September 14th, 1982. I'm 41. She was born on September 14th, 1982. It's got to be her 40th birthday today.
You were born
or 39.
In... I don't know. Oh, let me do the math. Hold on, I don't know.
It's gotta be your 40th. I mean, you would think that I would know this.
You would think.
It's my sister's birthday.
She was born in what year?
1982.
Yeah, 40.
There it is.
The wow.
It's hard to accept that my sister just turned 40. It's crazy to
that
me.
Is crazy.
But happy birthday, Karen.
Yeah, Karen.
And as we sit in here with the soothing smells of Lysol.
You're welcome.
Yeah, did you come in and spray everything down?
Oh, I did. Okay. I absolutely
did. That's good.
Yeah.
You've been kind of fighting a little something. Could be COVID, could not be.
Oh,
I don't
gosh,
know.
It's not COVID.
Who knows? We'll leave for Hawaii on Saturday. So you better hope it's not COVID, Cheyenne.
It's not. I'm actually feeling much better today.
Yeah.
Yeah. If only the stuff in my chest would go away, then I would be good to go.
So, like, using the word COVID at the airport, is that almost like saying bomb?
If you say COVID at the airport while we're standing there, I will kick you in your knees.
Real loud. Are you sure you don't have COVID?
I'll be so mad at you.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's so funny. Gosh.
I feel like COVID is the magic word, just like bomb at the airport. You
probably.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Here's your morning riddle. How do you share 34 apples among 33 people? How do you share 34 apples among 33 people? So there's an extra apple than there is people. So how would you share 34 apples among 33 people? You gotta smile. You gotta like it. You got a stupid answer.
The obvious answer.
The obvious answer?
I feel like there's a very obvious answer that's not the answer to the riddle.
It could be. You never know. These riddles, I mean, you gotta keep, can't think too much about it, right?
I guess.
So maybe your initial reaction and guess, you know, could be right. Who knows? We'll get the correct answer to the riddle in 6 minutes.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
The latest from Parker I don't know what happened there. Parker McCollum is his name. That's his latest handle on you. I have no idea what happened there. Thanks for having us on this morning. The morning riddle. How do you share 34 apples among 33 people? How do you share 34 apples among 33 people? Cheyenne had an initial guess. She thought it was so obvious and dumb that it's probably not right.
Yeah.
I'll get to yours here in a moment, Cheyenne. Some of the incorrect guesses coming in on text to 22108. Text to the 480, make an apple pie.
Ooh.
That is incorrect.
That sounds delightful.
Text to the 928, very carefully.
What?
How do you share 34 apples among 33 people? Very carefully. That is incorrect. Text to the 602, you keep one for yourself. That is incorrect. A lot of people said that. Keep one for yourself. Text at the 602. Save one for tomorrow.
Oh.
That is incorrect.
I mean, they make sense, though. Yeah. I get those were not mine.
All right, Cheyenne, how do you share 34 apples among 33 people?
Just give everybody one?
No.
Oh.
You make applesauce.
Are you joking? Is that the answer?
That's the answer. You make applesauce. There were some people that got that correct, so nicely done. Right, you mash it all together and just give everybody until even serving, so it's all gone. There's 34 apples to 33 people.
That's dumb.
The morning riddle every weekday morning is 6 here at Campbell Country. Today's Wednesday, and every Wednesday at about 6:25, we do the big decision, and we do have a gal here in the valley who messaged us. She is in a pickle, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Does she do what her kids are asking her to do, or should she do what is right?
Ooh.
We explain her situation, and we will discuss. Coming up next.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Camel Country 107.9.
Unqualified advice for life-changing situations.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Big Decision.
All right, we do it every Wednesday, and yeah, we preface it every single time with we are uneducated, unqualified. We just give you our 2 cents on a situation, right? But a message we got recently with a decision that somebody here in the Valley is dealing with, it's a gal. I feel like Cheyenne is very qualified or somewhat qualified in this particular situation, all right?
Okay.
To be able to provide some advice.
Okay.
It goes as follows. My kids told me they will never speak to me again if their dad goes to jail for back child support. I've avoided doing anything for years. He's over $60,000 behind.
Wow. Okay.
I'm tired of being held emotionally hostage by my kids. What should I do? That is the big decision this morning.
Eesh.
And there you have it.
Ooh.
So Cheyenne, you've been in, your first kid's, I heard something in my head.
Yeah, so did I.
Your first kid's dad is one that you're still kind of in court with over for child support. Your youngest kid, your second kid.
Yes.
The first kid, his dad's up in Washington State. That is your former, you're married
my
to him,
ex-husband,
right?
Your ex-husband.
Yes. He's up in Washington State with your oldest kid.
And I pay child support to him. Yes.
Now your youngest kid, that was an abusive relationship in California. That guy is who you're still kind of going to court with because he kind of wants to be a part of the kid's life, but he's been gone for like over 3 years,
yes.
right?
And
he has not paid child support and this and that, but yet he's still taking you to court and doing all that whole ordeal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So in this situation, being that you haven't gotten child support from your kid's dad for however many years and however far behind you are.
$12,000.
You hear this woman's situation.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
My opinion on this is, first of all, you need to put your kids in your place because they shouldn't have enough power to hold you emotionally hostage. That needs to be dealt with. Don't feel like they are the ones dictating this situation. The second thing is he is obligated by law, by court order, to help support his children that he helped make. It is your right as the sole provider to have that help from the father. By law, by court order.
Yeah, by law.
By law, okay? If they are upset with you, first of all, then tell them to go get jobs to pay for their extracurricular activities. I don't know how old these kids are, but it sounds like they're old enough to make certain decisions and to speak their mind and have an opinion. So if they're old enough, tell them, fine, if you don't want me to do this, then you go get a job and you go pay for your own things that aren't like requirements of me. So you can pay for your own sports, pay for your own gas, pay for your own phone, insurance, all of it. If this is not something that you want me to do, fine. But you're going to pay for your stuff.
Cut them off financially.
Yeah, if they're going to be that ridiculous towards you and say that they're not going to speak to you because of an obligation that you are holding their dad accountable for, then absolutely get off your high horse.
Now, my opinion on this, I have no experience in this whatsoever. But as I see it, the way I see it, dad can't afford the $60,000. She goes after him. He goes to jail. They lose their dad to jail, and they got to go visit him in jail. They don't want to have to deal with that, right? The only way that I see her needing to go after that money is if she financially needs it. You kind of reference that with the kids. Like, if they're old enough to have a job and pay for their own thing, go do it, because I'm not going to support you financially because I don't have the $60,000 in my back pocket that is owed to me.
Right.
But if she doesn't need it, and her kids are asking that their dad does not land in jail because he cannot afford it, I don't see the reason to go after him for the money.
Yeah, but you have to look at it this way. $60,000 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but if she doesn't need it.
So you haven't been able to afford it for that long? You can't even make small payments? Baloney. Baloney. No.
Camel Nation, your turn. What are your thoughts on the big decision? You heard our 2 cents here. We'd love to get your 2 cents, and we're going to read your text coming up. You can text us at 22108. Here's
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, it is the big decision. We do it every Wednesday at about this time. If you have a big decision you're wrestling with, you can always message it to us on Instagram at Gunner and Cheyenne. The decision we have today is a woman who wants to remain anonymous here in the Valley. She says, my kids told me they will never speak to me again if their dad goes to jail for back child support. I've avoided doing anything for years. Now he's over $60,000 behind. 60,000.
It's a lot of money.
I'm tired of being held emotionally hostage by my kids. What should I do? Cheyenne, who is dealing with this currently with her youngest kid, with his dad, he's going to court for whatever reason. He hasn't seen the kid in like 3 years, and all of a sudden you're, hey, let's make Cheyenne pay a bunch of lawyer fees.
Doesn't sound
like it's going his way at all.
It's not.
But Cheyenne has experience in the whole child support department, and Cheyenne says what?
I think that you need to do what it is your right to get that child support when it is court ordered to you. It is his responsibility and his obligation to help with the children that he made.
In my 2 cents, I have no experience in this arena at all. All I could comment on is, my 2 cents, on what I'm hearing here. And I'm like, if she financially does not need that $60,000, I feel like if she needed it, she'd be after him before now for that money. I don't feel like she needs it. And if you don't need it, I don't see the reason to put him in jail over that and have the kids have to go visit him in jail forever, however many years, because he's in jail. I mean, that's not what you want a parent to be.
Well, also,
if you're a kid.
Jail is like one of the last steps. There are other things that the court does. They don't just take you and throw you in jail. Kind of sounds like the dad's been manipulating kids behind mom's back.
And that is a comment somebody texted in. You know, texts are coming in at 22108. Texted the 602, father is definitely telling the kids about how their mom is trying to put him in jail.
Yeah.
Happened to me and my kid, and this is exactly how it happens. Father is turning the kids on their mother.
Yeah. He's definitely playing the poor me card.
Texted the 602, I think every little bit helps, so even a small payment will help in the end.
Yeah.
I get maybe $45 a week child support for two kids, but that $45 adds up, and it helps buy them extra things when they want it. When I typically cannot afford it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Text of the 505, the dad definitely needs to pay child support. It doesn't matter if the mom needs the money or not. She is 100% taking care of the kids. So why can't he at least pay that? Also, could I say happy birthday to my grandma in heaven? Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Text of the 63, this is the very reason I never had kids.
Yeah.
I didn't want to deal with some blank over child support. My thoughts, pack your bags, kids, and go live with your dad. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but also that's probably not, if he's manipulating them from a distance like that, them living there is definitely not the best choice.
Text at the 602. Better yet, when they ask for anything, tell them to go ask their father.
Yeah. That's also a solution.
Text the 480. If he goes to jail, there's no way she's getting any money while he's in jail. They make pennies a day. She'd be better off garnishing wages or coming to a settlement.
Yeah. But again, like I said, there are so many other steps that the court will take. There's accountability court where he's got to go in every single month at the beginning of the month. And the judge looks at him and goes, sir, have you paid your child support this month? And if he says no, the judge goes, well, why? And he gives an excuse and the judge goes, you have this many days to pay your child support. Like, there are other avenues to fix this problem. Yeah.
So, conclusion here is that she needs to go after them. Don't worry about what the kids are saying.
Absolutely.
Go get your money that's owed to you.
110%.
There you go. The big decision every Wednesday here on Camel. If you have a big decision you're wrestling with, message us on Instagram at Gunner and Cheyenne.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, I hope your Wednesday, your hump day's off to a great start. If you're on the 202 westbound, stuck in traffic, probably not off to the greatest of starts. I guess it was a rollover by Van Buren on a Red Mountain 202 westbound, and that had traffic backed up all the way to like Bass Pro Shop or something.
Oh,
Bass Pro Shop on 202 westbound. But I think it's ABC 15 has a helicopter up there. Looks like they reopened it.
Oh, good.
So things are starting to flow, but
thank goodness, because that is the worst, especially like when there's no exit in sight and you just have to sit. Like, there's nothing you can do.
But at least like if you're back at Bass Pro Shop, you got the 101 ahead of you. You got the country club, you know, 87 or whatever. Shoot over to the 60, but 60's backed up because of it. And it's kind of a mess this morning.
Ugh.
Hopefully your day other than that is good. Great news for the minimum wage makers.
Uh-huh.
Here in the state, minimum wage is going up on January 1st, 2023. And when I read this article, Flagstaff, I didn't realize Flagstaff's minimum wage was so high.
What is it?
Flagstaff, they're bumping minimum wage from $15.50 an hour to $16.80 an hour.
Wow.
On January 1st. Now, Arizona here in Phoenix, it's $12.80 an hour. And that's going to go up to, $13.85 on January 1st. And if I were to guess, like just face value, I would have assumed that the cost of living is a lot cheaper in Flagstaff.
Yeah, that would be my assumption too.
And this is why I was so taken aback today, a word that I couldn't find 10 minutes ago, taken aback, which is such a weird word. Was that Flagstaff, the cost of living up there is much more than down here.
That's odd to me.
Flagstaff cost of living. Median home cost in Flagstaff is $499,400. Median home cost here in the valley or actually they grouped it in the rest of Arizona, is 349,300.
Wow. That's a big difference.
So I guess it makes sense as to why the cost of living, or yeah. I'm sorry, the minimum wage and Flagstaff
is higher
than here in the Valley.
I wonder why, though. Why is the cost of living up there so much higher? And I don't know if that's a dumb question,
because
but I don't have it.
Higher in elevation.
Wow.
I have no idea. Up there, the weather sucks. You know, I mean, it's definitely cooler up there. Reminds me of the Pacific Northwest up there in Flagstaff.
Yeah, but that's not why cost of living is higher.
It could be.
I don't think so.
Why else? Can somebody explain that to us? Why is cost of living up in Flagstaff so much higher?
I wonder if it's because it takes, like, truckers longer to get stuff there. Like, that would be my thought.
Well, no. Well, would that be why the house price is so high?
Yeah, because, you know, it takes longer for lumber to get there.
Are there fewer houses up there?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that cost? Does that run the price of the house?
Maybe that is what it is.
I don't know.
There's no such thing as a dumb question when you truly don't know the answer, and I truly don't know the answer.
Not one inkling of me wants to move to Flagstaff.
Yeah, I know. I like to visit.
And all that, yeah. But
Once a year.
To see the house prices higher than here in the Valley. That's definitely keeping me far, far, far away from Flagstaff.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll stay here.
Text to the 480, living in Flagstaff sucks. It's extremely expensive for all the college students there to rent a bedroom. One bedroom, $1,100 a month.
Oh!
Text the 480, it's because of college. That's why cost of living is so much up there.
But you would think they would try to make it cheaper if that's the case. You know, because college kids are broke.
Yeah.
I mean, Tempe's not. Well, is Tempe super expensive to live in?
I have no idea.
You know?
NAU is just such an in-demand school, I guess. I don't know.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
And all that colder weather, it's coming. Not much colder. I mean, mid-90s later this month. But hey.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. Reminds us why we love living in the Valley so much. You know, summertime, you're like, why am I here? At least some people are like that. I'm not. I'm
so aggressive.
I hear from people like, how do you deal with the summer times in the Valley, right? In Arizona. Like, well, I've got air conditioning and a pool. So
yeah, you just do.
Yeah, you just do. But it's mainly indoors.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that you do indoors and stay cool. But yeah, when you get to the end of September and into October, temperatures get down to the 90s, back into the 70s overnight.
And then you sit outside and you're like, ah.
Yeah, evenings on the patio.
Yes, my
Halloween
favorite.
Time is amazing. I love it around here.
I wouldn't say that, but this time of year is nice.
what do you mean you wouldn't say that? Halloween is amazing around here.
I don't like Halloween, so.
Oh, I'm not talking about, weather during Halloween.
Oh, okay, yeah, the season,
yeah,
the time.
The whole
okay.
season, yeah. Okay. Party in your driveway.
And not be sweating.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm following.
Speaking of Arizona, minimum wage going up January 1st. Flagstaff's going to be going from $15.50 an hour to $16.80 an hour. Everywhere else in Arizona is going to be going from, or at least here in the Valley, going from, what is it, $14.80? Where's that?
12.80
to $13.85.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, why is Flagstaff? Why is the minimum wage up in Flagstaff so much more than here in the Valley? And it's been explained to us that it's a college town and a resort town up there. And let's see, text the 623. Flagstaff has less usable land since it's national forest and it's a resort / NAU town.
The forest part makes a lot of sense, and it being a resort town makes sense. I feel like, though, if it was, you know, the university town, wouldn't it be cheaper so that college students can live?
Yeah, it didn't matter. People got to go to college, right? They're already taking them, you know, they're already with the student loans. So, I mean, they're already paying out the rear end for that. I mean, might as well charge them for housing, too. Just got to stay on course.
I mean, I feel the opposite of that, but that's okay.
Well, no, it's not like these landlords like, oh, these poor children paying so much for college. Better take their rent down.
They should.
That's not how it works.
They should be doing that.
Text for the 602. It's a university city and it's small. So out of curiosity, I checked for the cost of living. Because cost of living up in Flagstaff, median house price, $499,400. Median house price for the rest of the state of Arizona, $349,000, right? So Flagstaff, much more expensive. Missoula, which is a college town up there in Montana.
Yes.
About similar size to Flagstaff, maybe a little bit bigger. Their median house price, $459,000. So they're kind of right in line with Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah, but then if you look at like Pullman, Washington, which is where WSU is at. Sure. Well, to your point.
It's tiny though.
No, it's not that much smaller. But their median is in the 300,000s. So, man. You know, it's not that much smaller.
Well, they got 33,000 people in Pullman, Washington. What's Flagstaff? Flagstaff population. 73,000. So they got twice as much in Flagstaff.
Oh, I guess I just didn't realize that. Man. I'm learning so much today.
So much.
Wow. I didn't realize that Flagstaff was that big.
Man, my brain hurts from all this knowledge. It's time to go home.
I know. I'm done for the day, man. Trying to fight this cold. Now my brain just hurts.
Yeah, right? Thanks for having us on this morning.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. Tomorrow morning, 7:05. More opportunities. Another opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean on February 9th, 2023 at the Coors Light Bird's Nest. Tickets are sold out. So 7:05 tomorrow morning, your next shot to win. And next week, though, set a reminder. We'll remind you plenty. But Thursday next week, we start giving you a shot to win a trip to Alani down in Hawaii. I think you fly to Honolulu, right?
Yes, you do.
And it's a big old Disney resort. They don't have the rides or anything, but it's like the Disney experience with characters and stuff all at their Hawaiian resort down there.
This is like a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
We'll be giving you, I think it's family of four, right?
Yeah.
Airfare
and, yeah.
And a stay and all that stuff. So more on that to come. But we will be live from Alani Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Yes.
We're doing the show, and we're trying to figure out the whole time difference because I think if we were going to do the show live, we'd have to be up at 2 a.m. Hawaii time, right?
Sorry, but that sounds terrible.
So I think we're just going to like try and record it at a certain time. I don't know. We're going to figure all that out. But we'll be from Alani on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. And then Thursday, your first opportunity to win a trip to Alani for you and the family.
It's going
to
be so much fun for you guys.
Trip of a lifetime, man.
Yeah.
Coming up next, there's a... coming up next... There were some incredible things reported and photographed around the time that the Queen died last week.
Uh-huh.
And I want to tell you all about it. There's some special things, and maybe it's coincidental, maybe not.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, last week, I'm sure you heard about this, the Queen passed away. Queen Elizabeth II passed away. And as we speak, her coffin is kind of making the rounds over there. You know, which to me kind of comes off as a little weird, but I mean, that's what they do over there.
Yeah.
You know, that hearse was specially made just for her coffin, and it's kind of making the rounds, and everybody just wants to see the coffin. And it'll be on display, I guess, for the next however many days for the public to be able to walk by and see the coffin before she's officially laid to rest.
Right.
But last week, when she did pass away, there was a double rainbow that appeared over Buckingham Palace. It was right around the time that Queen Elizabeth died.
Aww.
And then that same day, there's a British woman who photographed a cloud at about the same time that looked like a silhouette of the Queen wearing one of her trademark hats.
I love that.
So coincidental. Maybe it was something, you know, a little more to it.
I think there is. I think that little things like that after somebody passes are like signs and symbols of like peace and
right, but how come it happens for some people and not for us?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Like something very similar happened when my wife's mom passed away from breast cancer years ago. The paramedics were there, kind of on the gurney, taking her out to the paramedic vehicle in the driveway. It was raining. It was Seattle. The clouds kind of parted. There was like a blue sky above the house and also a rainbow.
Oh.
Right? So my wife and her family, they got a lot of comfort from that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's what those are.
But has anything special like that happened to you that you noticed when a loved one passed away? Has it happened to you?
No, because to be honest, I haven't had a whole lot of loved ones pass away.
Lucky you.
I know. I am in that respect. But no, I haven't.
You can text us at 22108. Has it happened to you? Did something special happen when a loved one passed away?
I wish. I wish. Like, so my great grandma, when she was in the I spent the whole week leading up to her passing in the hospital with her, followed the ambulance to hospice, was there the whole time. I wish I would have had something like that, but I didn't. And I don't know if it didn't happen or if I was so like in a grieving moment of grieving and mourning that I didn't notice. I'm not sure. But I wish that something like that would have happened.
Yeah. If it did happen to you, text us to 22108. We'd love to hear what happened. Did anything special happen that you noticed when a loved one passed away? Queen Elizabeth, there was that double rainbow somebody noticed, the cloud that kind of looked like.
I love it.
All right, text us your story at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning, kind of getting all up in the feels right now. I'm reading a lot of these texts. There's so many coming in on stories of something special that happened when a loved one passed away. Kind of talking about it today because last week when Queen Elizabeth passed away, there was pictures and reports of a double rainbow that appeared over Buckingham Palace right around the time she passed away. And a British woman photographed a cloud at about the time she passed away that looked like a silhouette of the queen wearing her trademark hat.
Which I love. I think that's great. Things like this, I truly feel give peace to a lot of people.
I mean, coincidental or not, I mean, is there a reason behind it? Maybe. I mean, there's no real explanation, but as you said it brings peace to people, you know?
Yeah.
Which is great. Text coming in to 22108. Text at the 224. When my mom passed away suddenly and unexpectedly 2 years ago, every day for a week there were rainbows in the sky over our house, and it really helped bring us peace.
Oh.
Text the 480. When my dad passed away, there were ladybugs on our door for days.
That's sweet. I love that.
Text the 602. When my husband passed away, it had been raining in Oregon. He took his last breath, and the rain stopped. The sun shined in. And then was gone. God gave us that sign that he's now in heaven. God is good. Text of the 520. My mom passed away in February 2020. Her favorite color is purple. That evening, the sky over the hospital was purple.
These are going to make me cry.
No, get up in the fields this morning.
Wow.
Let's see. Text of the 503. When my little sister passed away, this little wind-up statue we had not worked in 5 years. It started playing for 5 minutes straight the following day after she passed away.
That I feel like that would terrify me.
Things possessed.
I truly hope it brought you peace. Yeah. I really do. But for me, I don't think that would be settling for me.
Text with the 623. When my sister passed away, a bird started tapping on the window at my home.
Oh.
I mean, it's just the stories keep coming in and they're all great. I wish we can get to a lot of them. But
I love that.
Again, you know, it brings you comfort. When my dad passed away, and that's a story. It's a story for another day. But he was really into bald eagles, right? I mean, even like when after he passed away, when we found some paperwork in his office, he had written down, "Oh, lift me up, oh God of the wings of eagles." Right? I have that tattooed on my arm. And when my mom was in her living room, just devastated because it was unexpected. She looked up and out the front window, a big old bald eagle came right at the house and, you know, flew up above the house.
That is amazing.
And just little
That's
things
amazing.
Like that, you know, that bring comfort in times of distress and, and, you know, when something horrible happens.
Yeah. And I think we need that.
You know, it's like I said, I mean, could be coincidental. I don't know. I mean, what's the explanation?
Yeah.
You know what? It's there and it helped.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's a coincidence or not.
All right. Thanks you so much for having us on this morning.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.